Jake looked at him and saw what Susanna had seen not long before, a man who looked eerily like Henchik of the Manny. Jake put the gun back into the docker's clutch, then bent and picked up Oi. The bumbler whined, stretched his face toward Jake's on his long neck, and began to lick the boy's cheek. Callahan, meanwhile, had taken the driver's arm and was leading him back toward his hack. He fished in his pocket and palmed a $10 bill, which was about half the money they'd managed to put together for this little safari.
"All over," he said to the driver, speaking in what he hoped was a soothing voice. "No harm, no foul. You go your way, he goes his."
And then passed the hacky, yelling at the relentless horn honker,
"Horn works, you nimrod, so why not give it a rest and try your lights?"
"That little bastard was pointing the gun at me," said the taxi driver.
He felt on his head for his fez and didn't find it.
"It's only a model," Callahan said, soothingly. "The kind of thing you build from a kit doesn't even fire pellets. I assure you—"
"Hey, pal,"
cried the street preacher, and when the taxi driver looked, the preacher underhanded him the faded red fez. With this back on his head, the driver seemed more willing to be reasonable. More willing yet when Callahan pressed the $10 into his hand. The guy behind the cab was driving an elderly whale of a Lincoln. Now he laid on his horn again.
"You may be biting my crank, Mr. Monkey Meat,"
the taxi driver yelled at him, and Callahan almost burst out laughing. He started toward the guy in the Lincoln. When the taxi driver tried to join him, Callahan put his hands on the man's shoulders and stopped him.
"Let me handle this. I'm a religious. Making the lion lie down with the lamb is my job."
The street preacher joined them in time to hear this. Jake had retired to the background. He was standing beside the street preacher's van and checking Oi's legs to make sure he was uninjured.
"Brother," the street preacher addressed Callahan, "may I ask your denomination? Your view of the Almighty?"
"I'm a Catholic," Callahan said. "Therefore I view the Almighty as a guy."
The street preacher held out a large, gnarled hand. It produced exactly the sort of fervent, just short of crushing grip Callahan had expected. The man's cadences, combined with his faint southern accent, made Callahan think of Foghorn Leghorn in the Warner Brothers cartoons.
"I'm Earl Harrigan,"
the preacher said, continuing to wring Callahan's fingers.
"Church of the Holy God Bomb, Brooklyn and America. A pleasure to meet you, Father."
"I'm sort of semi-retired," Callahan said. "If you have to call me something, make it Pear. Or just Don Callahan."
"Praise Jesus, Father Don."
Callahan sighed and supposed Father Don would have to do. He went to the Lincoln. The cab driver, meanwhile, scooted away with his off-duty light on. Before Callahan could speak to the Lincoln's driver, that worthy got out on his own. It was Callahan's night for tall men. This one went about 6'3" and was carrying a large belly.
"It's all over," Callahan told him. "I suggest you get back in your car and drive out of here."
"It ain't over until I say it's over,"
Mr. Lincoln demurred.
"I got Abdul's medallion number. What I want from you, Sparky, is the name and address of that kid with the dog. I also want a closer look at the pistol he just— ow, 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 ow! Quit it!"
Reverend Earl Harrigan had seized one of Mr. Lincoln's hands and twisted it behind his back. Now he seemed to be doing something creative to the man's thumb. Callahan couldn't see exactly what it was. The angle was wrong.
"God loves you so much,"
Harrigan said, speaking quietly into Mr. Lincoln's ear. "And what he wants in return, you loud-mouthed shithead, is for you to give me hallelujah and then go on your way. Can you give me hallelujah?"
"Ow, ow, let go! Police, police!"
"Only policeman apt to be on this block around now would be Officer Benzik, and he's already given me my nightly ticket and moved on. But now he'll be in Dennis's, having a pecan waffle and double bacon, praise God, so I want you to think about this."
There came a cracking sound from behind Mr. Lincoln's back that set Callahan's teeth on edge. He didn't like to think Mr. Lincoln's thumb had made that sound, but didn't know what else it could have been. Mr. Lincoln cocked his head skyward on his thick neck and let out a long exhalation of pure pain.
"Yah!" "You want to give me hallelujah, brother?"
advised Reverend Harrigan.
or you'll be, praise God, carrying your thumb home in your breast pocket."
"Hallelujah," whispered Mr. Lincoln.
His complexion had gone an ochre shade.